The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, survives in Virginia. Harley.
Well, it does, because after the Democrats' majority in Virginia, the governor, Ralph Northam, tried to ban AR-15-type rifles, rifles that look like a military assault rifle. He has failed for now because some of the Democrats joined the Republicans to reject it for at least 1 year. Vast majorities of the counties in that state decided not to confiscate, even if the legislature had said that they were supposed to. And thousands of law-abiding gun owners have been on the streets in Richmond, Virginia, and other places, and, you know, the county offices and so forth, saying, no, this is not a totalitarian country yet where the people are disarmed and turned into sheep, and they're not going to go along with it. And some of the Democrats heard that message, said, you know, we do have to get reelected. And they decided, you know, we'll vote with the Republicans and save, try not to gut the Second Amendment. There have been a whole lot of other anti-gun measures that they have already passed in Virginia, but that one seen as the most onerous did not pass.
Absolutely. Now, the Democrats in the subway.
Yeah, well, there's a subway thief in New York City who's made some headlines because he's thanking Democrats for bail reform. He says progressives, you know, have been pushing bail reform, the idea being that we are, we're too hard on criminals. He agreed with that. So in New York City now, people who are arrested for theft, because it's considered a nonviolent crime, are simply written up and released.
Yeah, that's it. Charles Barry's
56. He's been arrested 139 times, six times since January 1st. He's been to state prison several times, six felonies, 87 misdemeanors, 21 times he was supposed to go to court and just didn't show up. After being released this time, just a day or two ago, he was full of praise, and he said, it's the Democrats. The Democrats know me. The Republicans fear me. You can't touch me. I can't be stopped. There's bail reform for you.
That's it. Bail reform. Yeah, go out and steal from someone else. Okay, Donald Trump?
Yeah, he lapped Daytona. He was at the Grand Marshal yesterday for the Daytona 500 race. It was rained out right after he finished his lap, and so they're finishing the race today. But he said, before he made the call, gentlemen, start your engines. He and the Secret Service took the Beast. That's his souped-up Cadillac, the stretch limo, around the track in a hurry, right there on the racetrack. 100,000 race fans were on their feet. He said, Daytona 500 is a legendary display. No matter who wins, what matters most is God, family, and country. Rubber will burn.
Is that magnificent? Oh, come on. Phenomenal. Thank you, Harley. See you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America.